This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first ever official visit to Croatia and is on his way to New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori. Mr. Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. He said dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable paths forward. Condemning terrorism as the enemy of humanity, Mr. Modi thanked the Croatian leadership and people for standing in solidarity with India following the terrorist attack on 22nd April in Pehelgam.
हम सहमत हैं कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है, लोकतंत्र में विश्वास रखने वाली शक्तियों का विरोधी है। 22 अप्रैल को भारत में हुए आतंकी हमले पर संवेदनाओं के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री जी और क्रोएशिया सरकार के हार्दिक आभारी हैं। ऐसे कठिन समय में हमारे मित्र देशों का साथ हमारे लिए बहुत मूल्यवान था।
Both nations signed 4 memoranda of understanding in the field of agriculture and allied sectors, cultural exchange, science and technology. The 4th MOU is regarding establishment of Hindi chair in the University of Zagreb. Prime Minister Modi also appreciated the growing popularity of yoga in Croatia. He expressed confidence that International Yoga Day on 21st June will again be celebrated with enthusiasm across the country. As he departed for New Delhi, Mr. Modi described the visit as a landmark moment that opens a new chapter in India-Croatia cooperation based on shared values and mutual aspirations for peace, progress and prosperity. With this, Mr. Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia. Flight carrying 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran landed in New Delhi in the wee hours today. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate its nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. As a first step, the Indian embassy in Tehran evacuated the 110 Indian students from northern Iran, assisting them in safely crossing over into Armenia on the 17th of this month. These students departed from Yerevan on a special flight last afternoon and reached New Delhi this morning. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran. Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically with the Israeli forces conducting 3 waves of airstrikes across Iran and Iranian authorities reporting mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. According to Iranian state news agency, the latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has escalated American involvement by increasing military deployments to the region. He has also demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. Trump's shift from earlier calls for restraint to open support for Israeli military actions should reshape the trajectory of the conflict. Voting is underway for bipolls to 5 assembly seats in 4 states. 2 assembly bipolls are being held in Gujarat and one each is taking place in Kerala, West Bengal and Punjab. The counting of votes will take place on Monday. The Indian stock markets opened almost flat this morning. The benchmark index Nifty is trading at 24,833 points, gained just over 20 points from the last trading session. Sensex is trading at 81,507 points, gaining just over 60 points over yesterday's closing. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jharkhand today. Parts of Gujarat, Kerala, Mahi, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh and the northeastern states will also experience heavy rainfall along with isolated places in various parts of the country for the next 4 days. In the Asian Squash Championship in Malaysia, India's Velivan Senthil Kumar advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-0 win over Japan's Tomotaka Endo in Kuching last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.